This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. A special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Before we get going here, Kurt Rogers is with us, and be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And again, that website's a little bit different. It's not meant to really be a directory like a lot of things are out there. We just try to find the right partnerships for the right needs to help seniors, their family members, and caregivers. And again, that is seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And with that, we welcome Mr. Rogers.
How are you?
I'm doing great, sir.
You know, this is the time of year you love.
It is.
Every other week you get to go hunting for something.
Well, we've
hunting, fishing, something.
We've been on a few already, and looking for a good elk hunt this next
week.
Well,
you went out, what was it, a couple weeks ago for a bear?
Yes. We got a bear on Labor Day. That was over in Meeker, and then we went to Montana. Was not successful there, but boy, a beautiful area, Red Lodge, Montana.
But you saw one.
I did see one, about 6 seconds. And he was faster than I was, so good for the bear. Yeah.
You're going to keep hunting all the way through till?
Pretty much
March?
December, yeah, for big game here in Colorado. And then we'll start with our waterfowl, duck, and geese, and then more into your...
Well, good luck next week when you go elk hunting.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
If you get one, you cut it off a slice.
I'll bring you some.
I'll take some of that.
Absolutely. Well, again, this is a special edition of Haystack Help Radio, and it's Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you've got any mortgage needs, their number is 720-895-0500, and their website, aimortgage.net. Kurt, before we introduce our guest, what's happening in the mortgage world?
It's changed pretty quick. About 2-3 weeks ago, the federal government got rid of doing what they called was buying securities, mortgage-backed securities. So without the government buying them, the lenders have to find other investors. So because of that, not the fact that the Feds raised the Fed's fund rate, but because of that, rates have started to climb. Because investors, when they get in, they want to make a little bit more margin than what the government was charging everybody else for. So you've seen rates come up. It is starting to make a adjustment on home sales. There's some areas in Denver that they've kind of just they're not appreciating near as fast. They're kind of starting to level out. Other areas are still doing good. It's starting to change to where there's a little bit, in some areas, it's a buyer's market more so than a seller's market. There's still some areas that, you know, you have to make multiple offers to get a home, but not in all areas. So you're going to start to see a shift.
Right.
And you'll probably feel more of that next year. But it also affects your payments and how things are. So people need to be well aware, if you're thinking about buying a home, you need to get out now and start doing the preliminary work. You might be able to be more negotiable, but the rates are going to affect what your payments are.
Okay. Again, 720-895-0500 and aimortgage.net. And glad to have Kelly O'Connor back with us. It's been a while since Kelly was with us. But, Kelly, good to see you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
And also Bob Koff.
Mr.
Kapoof
from Affordable Interest Mortgage joins us as well. So, Bob, good to have you in as well.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So, Kurt.
I've known Kelly for quite a while. We're actually in a network group together, and that's how we've kind of rehooked back up. And you're going to have to tell the audience more about yourself, because I know you quite well. How did you get started? What brought you to what you're doing now? You're in the Senior Care Authority.
Exactly. Senior Care Authority is the name of my company, and so glad to be here with you today. And yes, it's wild when good people, our paths keep crossing over and over again.
Yes.
So I was so glad to run into you. And at Senior Care Authority, we help people find assisted living and memory care communities when staying at home is no longer an option. And how I got into the business was I was called one day. It was one of those things. I was in a transition in life and had been a hospice volunteer, and someone called me one day and said, "You need to be in senior living." And I thought, what is senior living? And I have a personal story that I'll share with you later on about how my experience with the senior living industry that happened well before I got into the industry professionally.
So you've been doing this, you've owned the company for how long?
For 3 years now. And I've been in the senior business since 2010.
Okay. Explain to the audience kind of what you do.
So what we do is a lot of times when someone has had some sort of injury or illness, they are no longer able to stay at home safely.
Correct.
And so what I do is I go to the hospital or the rehab and we meet with the family and we start to put together a plan. Usually it's in a crisis situation, so we're putting that plan together pretty quickly. And so in putting together a plan, we're looking at senior living options for the elder. And there's a lot of different assisted livings, independent living, memory care communities. And so I help with the education of sorting through the different options. We're working with the care managers and case managers at the hospital or rehab to find the right fit and where a person should live so that they can live a happy, healthy, safe life going forward.
I would assume that that's probably a pretty difficult conversation to have in an emergency situation.
It is. It is. And, you know, the clients I love, you know, when I can meet them, I say I meet everyone on their worst day usually. I don't meet them on their best day. But that's why I like to meet families in advance, is because we can start to build that relationship ahead of time. And not that any of us can predict when we're going to have an injury or an accident. But it's nice to be able to know them in advance so that when a crisis happens, that we can just jump into action.
You know, that is probably... I mean, we don't go interview body shops for our car collision centers, you know, before we have a wreck.
Cemeteries. We don't go do that.
We don't go do all that. But unfortunately, it is a time of crisis, you know, when these needs arise and you end up Googling different things or just going by reaction and you're under stress. And to go and maybe have a meeting with you, hey, if my parents are older and I know they're, I can really start to see a decline in them. I mean, what are some tips that you can give to say, hey, if you're starting to see this, and this, you know, give me a call. I assume it's kind of a free consultation.
It is okay. A free consultation, especially to anyone associated with affordable interest mortgage.
There you go.
But it is a free consultation that I go and meet with families. And so a few of the signs are, one, if one of their friends has, one of the elder's friends has had an injury or an accident, that's such a great opportunity to be able to go in and say, hey, you know, the neighbor, you know, had this accident. If something were to happen to you, what should we do? That's always one of the best ways, is when something's happened. Or, you know, annually when people are reviewing their documents, meeting with an attorney, anytime there's been any time of change of condition, it's a good time to bring it up to say, hey, not that we ever expect you to move to senior living, or not that we ever expect to you to not live in your home, but what would we do in case? Those are the great opportunities to bring in someone like myself to be able to help facilitate that conversation.
And having someone like you, sometimes it's easier, you know, I mean, you're still the child to the parent. And to sit down with your parents and tell them what they need to do. Some of us are better at that than others. You know, they may not take that as well. Where if you get somebody like Kelly to come in and have that conversation, it may be a better conversation.
Mm-hmm. It goes easier a lot of times when you have that third party endorsement of someone being able to endorse and say, you know, we have been noticing some changes and this does sound dangerous. But sometimes there's a phenomenon called helicopter kids, where the kids are helicoptering around their parents instead of helicopter parents, as we know with their young folks. And so with the helicopter children, I tell the parents sometimes, you know, your kids may be meddling a little bit. And if they're meddling too much in your business, then, you know, you have me as your advocate to let them know. But if they've got a point and there really is something that we need to address, you and I, the elder and I, will need to figure out a solution quickly so that it doesn't turn into a crisis.
So you're more of a, at those situations, you're more of a counselor of support for them, to let them know the final decision is going to be theirs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, you talk about facilities. You named a whole bunch of different types. How many facilities, first of all, are there in Colorado? Because I'd have no clue.
Well, here in Denver Metro, there's over 400. And so, yes, different communities. And so those range from independent living to assisted living to memory care to skilled nursing and rehabs. And so
it's a bunch.
It's a bunch. And that's why, you know, I love what I do, is because I can help people sort of weed through them very quickly to determine the ones that are doing a great job in the industry. And because I have that access and I have multiple clients at different places, I'm able to give them a true insider view on how they're really doing, not just what their salesperson says or not what the Google reviews say. You know, we have actual tangible experience.
Yeah, so you basically have a relationship with these, so you learn more about them than what some of the other places, especially from your past clients.
Exactly.
That could be there.
Yeah, and one thing that's really important is the executive director is a really key person in the organization. And so because I have relationships with the executive directors, there's some that are doing great jobs and some that, you know, are newer in their career and learning along the way. And, you know, I'm grateful for the people that gave me help along the way. But there are some that are doing a really great job, and those tend to be the places that I really like to connect my clients with, are the ones that are doing a really, really good job.
Right. You know, and it's probably important, too. I mean, if there's several kids involved, to make sure they're all on the same page with what they want to do and, you know, what they feel is best before they start talking to the parent, because, you know, there you could see some strife going on. So that, maybe
she's,
that's the first
she's
meeting.
Smiling.
Yeah, maybe that's the first meeting with
that.
You is, you know, if there's kids, because, I mean, we're also spread out. And what I find a lot of times, there's one child here, you know, the other one lives in Michigan, one lives in California, whatever, you know, and then it just turns into a mess. Bob, any comment?
Yeah, I mean, Kelly and I met earlier, I guess it was last week or so, and it's because, like a lot of people, I had no idea where to go, what to do. I didn't even know the first questions to ask. And so Kelly was gracious enough to come and visit. She sat in my office with us, had my brother on speakerphone from out of state. And the whole concept was, I just don't even know where to start. Kelly was very helpful there.
So, I mean, is there a set of questions? What do you look for when you sit, like in Bob's situation, what are you looking to figure out how you can help them?
Every family's different, and every elder and what their goals are different. And so I go in with an open mind, and, you know, I have a set questions. You know, we want to look financially, legally, care, and housing. You know, we want to make sure I have a full picture of what's going on for that particular family. And then I'm able to, from there, sort of narrow down the questions to come up with a plan of action. And, you know, like I said, every family's different, so every need is different. All the goals are different, so the path that we would take to get to where the goal is going to be a different path.
And when we've talked in the past, what I was surprised about when you told me is this service that you provide is at no cost when you find them a place to stay. There's no cost to them.
Exactly. We have two
sides. You provide
sides
this for free to them.
For free. We have two different sides of our business. We have the senior living placement side of the business and a consulting side. So if the goal is not to move or not to move in the meantime, we do have a consulting that is for fee. But the main service that we offer is a free service.
Free service.
And the reason why it's free to the families, because the senior living communities will pay me to bring qualified candidates to them. And so they will pay me because they know that I've done all the research, I've done all the education. They know that I'm recommending their property as a good fit, and it saves their internal team a lot of time and effort in the education process. They know that we've taken care of that for them.
And that's why you deal with 400 of them, because each one's different, and you're listening to the senior as to what would fit best for them.
Yeah, a lot of people will think mom needs to move to assisted living. This is what I hear a lot of times. And what they don't realize is there are so many different assisted livings. And assisted living isn't one thing. So it's a spectrum of care. So it's like going to buy a car. You know, that you can get a ton of different cars, different engines, different tires, different, you know, amenities and features. It's the same way with assisted living. There are some assisted livings where if you're in a wheelchair and you can't, we call it self-propel, which is moving yourself in your own wheelchair. If you can't self-propel yourself to the dining room and back for meals, then you have to move to a different community. where we have others that if you are a two-person transfer, if you need two people to help you safely leave your bed and move to your wheelchair, we have some that provide that level of care and will help you get to and from the dining room on your own. Now, you don't read that on a website. You don't know that from a brochure.
Yeah.
You only know that through the education process. So I've saved the families a lot of time in really helping tailor the right places for them to visit on tours.
See, and those are questions you wouldn't even think to ask.
No, I wouldn't have thought of any of that.
And, you know, you look at the differences now, and we got to hit our break, but the differences now between what probably all three of us grew up with.
Yes.
And we go to, I mean, back then the term was just nursing home.
Nurse.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Full-time
man,
nurse.
You walked in there as a kid, you're like, I don't ever want to be here.
Yeah.
Man, these places now.
They're completely different.
I mean, look like a hotel, and everything's right there. There's some with grocery stores, beauty shops, you know, all kinds of stuff, right, Kelly?
All the adult children, they say to me,
man,
they're like, we want to move in because they're so
you.
Nice.
Yeah. Again, you can reach Kelly at 720-500-2550. That's 720-500-2550. You can check out our website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. And again, it's a free consultation. And the big challenge here is, you know what, don't wait. Don't wait till something happens where you're really just under stress and the whole family's under stress. You can give her a call. She'll be happy to meet with you and figure out some of these needs. And, boy, it would just make a lot easier transition. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Haystack Help Radio.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, let me tell you about my friends at, then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life, and their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center boarding lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Kurt Rogers with us, Bob Koff from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Also our special guest, Kelly O'Connor. She's with Senior Care Authority. If you're just joining us, once again, her number is 720-500-2550. And her website is seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro.
We talked about there's 400 senior care facilities. You got all kinds of levels for them.
Exactly.
Right. Why so many?
Why so many?
Why so many?
Because there are 10,000 boomers that are turning 65 every single year. And so there is an age wave that is happening. And so there's the need for some of them. Many of them are on wait lists.
To get into senior care.
To get into the senior communities.
Wow.
Yeah, many of them are on wait lists. And so it's a matter of when you're having to move versus planning ahead to move.
I would have never thought there was a wait list to get into a senior care.
Yeah. Well, and like she says, there's so many in different types. I mean, do you need, some need a little bit of medical care, some need no medical care, some need extreme medical
care.
They
need the help to move
and,
around.
I mean, everywhere you go, you can drive around here now. I mean, they are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
They really are.
They really are.
Yeah.
And it's nice that they're building some beautiful properties now that have amenities that, you know, we would all love to have in our own homes. They really are doing a beautiful job right now building some nice communities.
Right.
It just amazes me that there's so many of them. What do you see in senior living? What do you see for the future in that field? Like you said, there's 10,000 a day. That's going to last for another 12 to 14 years. What do you see happening?
I see the boomers making a radical change as far as how senior living care is delivered. And you're starting to see that now. There's some communities that'll have pictures of Andy Warhol on the wall and the Beatles and so forth. So you're going to see a change from sort of the polka and bingo mindset that used to be in old nursing homes. You're going to see a lot more of the changes. You know, we're going to have rock and roll bands for entertainment. We're going to have a lot more education, a lot more stimulation than you've seen before because the boomers are demanding it,
yeah,
as
more,
they should be.
More hiking, more biking, more outdoor activities at the centers.
Exactly.
So when you meet with people, what do you find the biggest struggle there? Is it getting that person to realize they can't live in their home anymore? Is that really the, because that seems like the biggest, I mean, besides taking their driver's license away, that probably seems like the biggest fight.
Well, Bob can talk to you about his mother and his driver's license. We'll get into that one. But that's the biggest fear. How do you, because most seniors like myself, if there's something wrong with me, let me just stay here. That's got to be a big barrier to get past.
Every person that I meet wants to stay in their home.
Yes.
There's no one that, hardly anyone. Occasionally you'll have a family that plans ahead. Now their preference would be to stay at home. But every person says, I'm going out here feet first. You are not taking me before my day is here. And so it's very difficult. And it really depends on the individual, because you see a lot of personality types of the elder. Whoever they have been in their life is who they are in their elderhood as well. And so if they've been extremely stubborn, if they've been extremely self-willed, you'll see that come on even stronger. Because, you know, thinking about aging and thinking about, you know, our potential demise, you know, our eventual demise is never something that someone wants to think about. So, you know, I'm lucky I have a master's in psychology. And so that when I got my degree, it was one of those things. I never knew what I was going to do with it. I just knew that I wanted to get an advanced degree and love psychology. But I use it every single day in my work.
Yeah, dealing with that. I just can't imagine it.
Right.
Having that conversation. It would be like me going to my dad and say, okay, Dad, you can't stay here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't moving me.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, and a lot of people think, you know, well, my friends are around me and all that. But they don't realize none of their friends can walk down to see them either. And some of them, you know, they haven't seen those friends in years or, you know, different things. And so once they get to somewhere, a nice home, they wish they would have done it a year or two earlier is what I hear.
When we think of seniors, you think of 62, 65, but that's not a senior, basically.
Yeah,
I mean, you could be classified as, like you talk, baby boomers are classified in there. But because people are living longer, they're living well into their 90s. So at 60, they're still functioning. That's why senior cares might be doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But as they get older, that changes.
You see a lot of people, the average age is usually mid-80s, that people are living in senior living communities now. And part of that is with we're living longer. But the other thing is the advent of the home care industry and the growth of the home care industry, because people are able to stay at home longer. And if you think about if people are retiring at 65, which that's getting,
pushed back
a little bit. There's a lot of people retiring at 70. But if you're living to 85, 90, 95, even 100, then, you know, you have a lot of years that you're having to live. And so how are you spending those years of living? Where do you want to spend them, and how can you live them safely and happily?
So, Bob, how'd you guys go about it? Give us some of your little, what you want to share as far as in your family struggle with all this.
Well, my mom is going through some dementia issues, and I learned that there are all sorts of categories in that area. And so I began to worry about that, called my brother, we talked about it, and we began to realize we were totally blind in this area. And so some of the issues really were related about wondering how long my mom could remain alone and how well she could be supported by herself. Fortunately, we're a little bit different, though, in that she has a next-door neighbor who is just a doll. And the next-door neighbor comes by 3 times a day, and it makes it possible. So that's unusual, and I recognize that it's a huge blessing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Once again, if you want to get in touch with Kelly, you can reach her at 720-500-2550, 720-500-2550, and you can check out her website at seniorcareauthority.com /Denver Metro. Now, what area? I mean, we reach to Casper, Wyoming, and you can hear us in Raton, New Mexico. So what's kind of your, for lack of a better term, your service area?
So service areas here in the Denver Metro, all the way from, I have a partner that works in Thornton and Broomfield area, and I work all the way down to Castle Rock.
Okay.
And so between the two of us, we cover the community. We really needed to divide up the community. Hopefully one day we'll have a senior care authority in Casper, Wyoming. We'd love to be able to reach them and down in the Springs as well.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when I was with Jake Jabs at American Furniture, you know, Kurt, for a number of years, Jake always said, find a need and fill that need and you'll be successful. And I'm going to tell you, this is a huge need.
Without it, 10,000 a day as you're getting there. In 10 years from now, there'll be 10,000 a day going to 75.
And we have a lot of the 65-year-olds who their parents are 85. That's not uncommon. And so you have two people that are in that elder senior
category.
Well,
that's Bob and his mother. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's there.
And, you know, for out-of-state people, too, maybe...
Go easy on me, then.
maybe the, most of the kids live out of town, but the parents live here, and they come here and check on them or different things. So for somebody out of state, how in the world do you come to a metropolitan area like this and try to go visit different care centers, and you don't even know what all the needs may be or may not be and different things? So, man, to make a phone call and have that taken care of and it not cost you anything.
Right. And you had mentioned that. And after the break, we can come back and talk about your brother was on the phone because he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have another brother who's kind of here, but not here.
Not involved.
Yeah, not involved. So how do you deal with that? And those are some questions. And how do you work around that? I think people would like to hear that because I'm sure there's plenty that have that question. How do I deal with a brother or a sister that wants no part of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the hardest part for me was I felt very, very alone, and I think there are a lot of people out there that would think the same way. I didn't really feel like I had the support, and that in itself was troubling. You know, Kurt and I visit almost every morning at great length, and we talk about a lot of things, and he knows what we go through. But what I'm speaking to is a lot of listeners out there who feel alone and are not sure what to do. And I'm telling you that that Kelly was a great resource, a great conversation to have, and a great starting point, and probably a great ending point.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Bob. It's a pleasure to work with every family, and certainly I was glad to help yours.
Yeah, that worked out really well. So we're just mid-stride, so I think we'll have more conversations
as it goes along.
As we go along.
Well, again, if you give Kelly a call, mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio. Again, her number is 720-500-2550. Here's what she's going to offer you. She's going to offer you 10 free hospital or rehab visits, and that'll be personally by her. So you can't beat that. And so Give her a call, 720-500-2550. You through playing with your microphone?
I think I broke it. I'm messing with it. I broke it.
This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Sorry, Charlie.
Flesh and Beck are the attorneys you need after you've been injured due to the reckless actions of a drunk driver. Often victims of drunk driving accidents are forced to turn to their own insurance protection coverage to get their cars fixed and medical bills paid before receiving compensation, even though the drunk driver was at fault for the accident. When you are in an accident caused by someone who chose to drink and drive, unfortunately, getting the compensation you deserve isn't always as easy as you think. Insurance companies will bend over backwards to avoid a lawsuit, but only if they think they'll lose. And insurance companies know that if a lawsuit is leveled by a serious attorney and it goes to trial, the jury is allowed to decide on a monetary award for a sympathetic plaintiff who's been hit by a drunk driver. So a smaller injury settlement is in their best interest. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't settle for less than what you deserve. Call Flesh and Beck today at 303-806-8886 for the representation that will hold their feet to the fire and get you all the compensation that you deserve.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Still wondering if a reverse mortgage may be helpful to you? Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Let's schedule some time. Your home or my office, the choice is yours, and let's get those questions answered. I understand that this type of mortgage isn't for everyone. You will never know for sure until you get those questions answered. Take aim at 720-895-0500. Ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. I always figure I got to come in that right exact time. You know, let the little intro play. All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, Your Money Matters Special Edition. Kelly O'Connor's with a Senior Care Authority. Once again, her number. Give her a call, 720-500-2550, 720-500-2550. And as we mentioned in our first segment, you know, don't wait till something happens. There's a lot that goes into a decision of moving a loved one into a facility, and whether that be a medical-type facility or just somewhere where they can get some assistance, a lot goes into that. Don't make a mistake and pick in the wrong place. And Kelly and her staff, they can help you. So give her a call, 720-500-2550.
One of the questions I wanted to get to, and you bring up a good point, Scott, about having those conversations prior to, while they're difficult conversations, in losing family members, they brought up the point of having conversations with my kids about what happens with me and my wife when we get to certain points. Mm-hmm. So they're aware of what we want. You know, one lives in Nevada, one lives here. Okay, so they understand those things, so it's not an option. Here's what mom and dad wanted. Here's what we're going to do. But one of the questions that always comes up, and I'm sure you face that many people don't know answers to, is the financing of going into a senior care facility, whichever type it is. The first question people are going to say, well, who pays for it?
Who pays for it is it's paid privately. And so a lot of people think that Medicare, the insurance, will cover it, and that does not. That's your health insurance. And so all of it's private pay. The only insurance that will cover assisted living care is long-term care insurance, and that's right. Something that you need to buy way, way, way in advance. People in their 40s, 50s should be looking at that. It gets really expensive once you get to be 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about that with our insurance.
Yeah.
We have
Greg Lackey.
Greg and group insurance analysts, our people. 40 and 50-year-olds normally don't think about long-term care insurance. Well, I mean, we always think about it too late, where the premium is really high. Yeah,
it's unbelievable, the cost of assisted living right now. The average is right around $6,000 per month. And so not many people have planned out enough in advance to be able to afford that. So long-term care insurance, dollar for dollar, is a great option.
Right.
So how do you help people find a way for that to work? You know, let's start with those that can't afford the $6,000. Is there a way for them to still get into a facility?
There is a way. And they will probably be spending down to Medicaid. We call it spending down, which is mean using their private money on. There's certain Medicaid guidelines. And right. So I have some experts that I work with that are able to walk families through that process, but it's something to begin way ahead of time. And if there's anyone that's looking to do asset protection, that also needs to be done in advance. There was a 5-year look-back period for Medicaid.
Yes.
And so that I really encourage people to have those conversations early with their attorney and their family about what their goals are.
And let's talk about look-back for a second. That indicates that you have to provide, financial records for the past 5 years.
Correct.
And you've got to be able to prove that those assets were non-existent as of 5 years ago.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah, I have a situation. There's a gentleman that I'm working with right now who went through an exorbitant amount of money in this past 2-year period, more so than he had in previous years. So they're having to justify where that money went. And, you know, a lot of people think that they can just write their house and, you know, quit claim deed their house to their kids.
Right.
But that Medicaid does look back for all of that, as it should, you know, should look back and to make sure that the assets, have been distributed, you know, fairly and accurately in order to qualify for the program.
What if you're on title? What if you're on title with, you know, with your parents on a property as you, you know, plan ahead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that I don't have an answer for that right now, mm-hmm. but those are things to look ahead of time at checking accounts and property and to make sure that, you know, there has been family planning that has been done for that. It's really, really important.
You know, and just having, you know, an estate plan mm-hmm. done where, you know, you've got your financial power of authority, a medical power of attorney, and all the different things like that. Can make just things easier for people. And again, most of us put that off because, you know, we figure there's always going to be time to do it.
It's an uncomfortable conversation. When I first started having it with my son, he didn't want to talk about what happens when dad's gone. And it took a while for him to say, I'm not dying, son. We just need to talk about it because there's going to be a day I'm not going to be here. You need to understand here's what's coming because mm-hmm. when you get older, it's going to happen to you.
Sure.
And having those conversations have really relieved everybody as to, okay, here's where it is. If this happens, we do this. If this happens, we do that. And talking with people like yourself, I mean, my mother-in-law just went through a couple minor heart attacks, and now all of a sudden we're starting to say, okay, can she stay there? She's on oxygen. Okay, now what's going on? How do we deal with it? So we're starting those conversations. Her son lives in Germany. He has flown in so we can have those conversations. Okay, how do we want to do this? And because you never know when the next one's coming. Is she going to be disabled? Is she going to be stuck to a chair? How do we want to deal with this with her in mind as to what she wants to do? Because it's her final years, not ours.
Right.
Our job is to help support her as she supported us when we grew up.
Yeah, and it's amazing that your family has had in two different occasions, on two different sides of your family, that you're having those conversations, because what we find is that people have ideas about the way they want to spend their final years, but there's only about 20% of people that have actually put those in writing and had the conversation. So,
right.
Yeah, many people think they have the money, but they don't.
No.
Or it's not going to happen to them. That's why they don't buy long-term health care. I'm okay. I got plenty of money in the bank. It'll work. Mm. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, at $6,000 to $10,000 a month, it doesn't quite go as far as we think it does.
So, Kelly, do you think there's any sort of a checklist that's, and this is a naive question, but is there a checklist that you might go through with people to say you have these things in order before you actually refer to a financial counselor or an advisor or something like that?
Yeah, we have a thorough assessment with Senior Care Authority that we go through with families. And so we're able to walk them through that. There's also some different resources online. AARP has some great resources online and a lot of caregiving tips and so forth and checklists.
Yeah, we need a 101 paper.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, the reason we hear that most people end up needing a facility on an emergency basis is a fall in their home. Falls
the biggest
are, man,
against seniors.
Killer. I mean, they are. You know, that's they the break a hip, they break a leg, break. And then, you know, I mean, I've heard as high as 80-something percent of people in, you know, I'm just going to use the term nursing homes, are there due to a fall, and a large percentage of those never come out. So if you want to help a loved one out, you know, man, make that home safe for them, you know, for right now and everything. And a bathroom is the most dangerous square footage in the home because everything's hard in there, slick.
Or the stairs.
Yeah. So you got to be careful for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we do have a company that we work with that will come in and do a free home assessment too for senior safety.
Boy, that's great. So Kelly can help you again. Senior Care Authority. I love the name. Hey, they're the authority for senior care. You can check out her website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. And if you missed it, gave a little bit of a special offer here. If you call and mention the show, 720-500-2550, they will do 10 free hospital or rehab visits with you. Those will be performed by Kelly or her staff, Senior Care Authority. And
before we go to break, I have a quick question for you. What is Young Professional of the Year in Aging?
Oh, I got an award.
You did.
And
you did. It,
and the body.
Young Professional.
Young Professional, and I'm over 50.
So that made you feel good.
And that's what I said to them. I said, do you realize I'm over 50? And they're like, you're young in our world. But the Colorado Gerontological Society is a wonderful organization with tons of resources, and I was really honored to be given the Young Professional in Aging Award this year. And I respect this body so much. And the fact that they gave me an award really said that, you know, I'm doing some great work out there, and I'm just humbled and honored by that.
Wow.
Congratulations on that one.
Thank
you. That's awesome. Again, give her a call, 720-500-2550, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. We'll be right back.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition today of Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers in studio. Mr. Bob Goffalo is also with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kelly O'Connor is our special guest, Senior Care Authority. 720-500-2550 is her number. And we mentioned this in the first segment. I want to go back and hit this real quick. All the things we're talking about do not cost you, the client, one penny. So it's kind of like our brokers at GIA. You hear us talk a lot about them with our insurance and everything. They get paid an insurance company. So you're going to pay the same rate as you would trying to go do this on your own. So it costs you nothing. And but you get to take advantage of all of Kelly's relationship. She's done all the pre-visits to these places. I promise you, she's going to take you to a place that's going to fit your needs. And she has given us a special offer that if you call today, 720-500-2550, they are offering 10 free hospital or rehab visits where Senior Care Authority will take you personally for these visits. And, man, Kurt, what a resource.
Well, think of it like being an auto broker or an insurance broker. You call one person, they can explain all of them to you. She's not particular to one. She's looking, what are you looking for to be able to give you the answers? And it costs nothing. It's just that initial conversation. Right. Okay, we'll answer all your questions. You figure out what you want to do. Yeah, it's a great service that you provide. Yep. I liked it from the beginning.
Well, too, and I'm going to add that this is like a matrix. It's like working through a matrix. Because, you know, you start at the entry point, and boy, you don't know where you're going to end up. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of different types of facilities, all sorts of different types of needs, and typically you just don't even think about that. I didn't.
Right. Now, let's say, you know, you help someone now get into a facility. They don't need much medical care. You find that ride home for them. But then a year, 6 months, 2 years, things change. They do need another type facility. Is that something then that you continue to help them with?
We do. One of the joys of my job is being able to form relationships with the families, and so we do stay in touch over time. And so when the person's care needs have changed and that particular community is no longer able to care for them, we are able to find them a new place to live. And, you know, like I said, it's one of the big joys of my job is to stay in contact with the families and their elders.
Sure. And once you establish that trust, I mean, geez. And then everybody knows somebody, so, man, it seems like they would be referring a lot of people to you, too.
Yeah.
You know, so, boy, built-in referral service there.
Sure, yeah. And I have built some wonderful friendships, and that's the piece that I like most. You know, there's so many people out there that that love their parents so much, and the fact that I get to see and be a part of that is so great, and a lot of well-meaning people that really have the best interests of their parents in mind, and the fact that I get to work with them during some of their most difficult times and help shine a little light and shine a little education on the process really brings me great joy.
Right. It's not easy to watch your parents deteriorate, and you know, your emotions can get in the way, and having somebody there that understands the path that you're on is very helpful. You know, you had mentioned at the beginning of the show that you were going to tell us your background and seniors.
So
but you have a story.
I do. I have a personal story, which is where you find how a lot of people get into this this business. There's very few 20-year-olds that are majoring in gerontology, more and more now that, you know, there's growing popularity, but most people don't start off their career thinking that this is what they're going to be in. But my personal story, I had started off in my career, and then my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 23 years old. And so I was living in California. My mother was living in Florida. And so I wanted to be close to her during her treatments. And so I actually moved home. I didn't have a lot invested into my career at that point. So I was lucky and fortunate that I was able to move home. And we had two grandmothers that lived with us at that time. And so I was not only caring for my mom, but also for our two grandmothers who, you know, their life sort of spun, you know, with the diagnosis, you know, a little bit out of control. And so what I did was one grandmother moved to a CCRC, which is a continuing care retirement community, much like we have at Windcrest or Holly Creek, and where they have all levels of care. And then another grandmother moved to an independent living that had an assisted living attached to it. Right. And she wanted to stay in our hometown. I told her she could move back to California with me. And she said no, she loved her hometown in Florida. So I was a long distance caregiver for a long time. And so so that was sort of my experience in my 20s. And then my dad was diagnosed when I was in my 30s. My dad was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And so I have just been through it. So by the time I was 45 years old, I had more experience in this industry than I ever thought I wanted to ever have, and became the oldest living member of my family. And so that not only, you know, professionally and what I've now, this is my encore career, my second career, what I've been able to learn through education and also through work experience, I add that personal component to it too. I get it.
Now you added a master's in psychology to that, so it just fit.
I did. All along the way, I tried to get as much education as possible, so it all comes in a nice package.
So when you kind of go to these places and you establish those relationships, I'm sure you do a very thorough check of everything from, you know, staffing to food, I mean, to everything, so you know what these places are like.
Yes, and a lot of the state does their surveys, annual surveys as well. They are quite understaffed at the time due to budget cuts, and with the growing number of communities that are opening up, it's really been taxing. So have someone like myself who's in there quite often, you know, we really have our eye and our finger on the pulse.
Sure. Are most of the facilities that you work with, are they kind of individually owned by people, or they are kind of more
corporate
deals, own 10 different ones and they go by different names? How are they most of them set up?
There's such a wide variety. There are a lot of corporate-owned, you know, and a lot of names that you would recognize, the Brookdales, the Sunrises, that are here in Denver. We have a lot of, we have two wonderful companies that are here locally that are based here in Denver, and they're regional operators that do a great job. And then we have some onesies and twosies that are individually owned.
Right.
And there's also two different types of assisted livings. There's an assisted living community and an assisted living residence, which there's a lot of the residential care homes that exist here in Denver too that are growing in popularity as well.
Wow.
Yeah. What is, when you first sit down with somebody, what's that first call like? What's that first initial conversation that they call you? What are they looking for?
Usually it's the adult child that's giving me a call for that very first phone call. And usually it's in a crisis that something has happened. Or it's someone that's heard about me that says, you know, we heard what you did for, you know, this other family. We'd love for you to come in and help us with that family. But what I'm trying to assess is what the overall situation is. You know, is the parent safe? That's always my first question. Are they safe? What do we need to do? Is there any urgent and immediate need? And then we slowly start to unravel what the situation is, find out who all the key players are, which children are involved, not involved. You know, if the parent is actually engaged in the conversation, because a lot of times the kids are having these conversations behind mom and dad's back. And so, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, that I have a full view of the picture. And then we start to look through financial and legal care options, And we just sort of go down the list. We have a real thorough assessment that we do at Senior Care Authority.
I would think that's probably better for the kids to do that with their parents than to bring them in at that point, not necessarily to guide them along into what the kid thinks, but to be able to have the answers for the parent, because they know their parents pretty well.
Exactly. And with the power of attorney, most people think that because they have a power of attorney that they can make decisions for their parent, and that's not true. We go through and we start to look at those documents. That's usually the one of the very first questions I have is who holds power of attorney. And then if they don't, they usually people say, well, I think I do for medical, and then my brother does for financial. This happens all the time. And so we start to look, we start there and look at those documents, because some of them are, some of the power of attorney documents are effective immediately upon signature, which the person can start making decisions right away. And some are upon a medical professional deeming me unable to make decisions for myself. So I always want to make sure from a resident rights standpoint that I'm honoring the elder as a person and also honoring their legal rights from the very beginning.
And that's what I've caught in this whole hour of conversation. You work for the elder,
exactly.
For the senior.
Yes.
Your whole goal is to what's best for them and educate everybody else.
It is. And right. Yeah, and that is my number one goal, because having grown up with two grandmothers in my home, it was I'm very keenly aware of the needs of elders and the wants of elders and the desire of elders, and I just love meeting with them.
Right. Bob, any closing comment?
Well, I have really appreciated getting to know this lady a bit. You guys have been mutually, you've met each other before. I have not. And it was a real pleasure to sit and talk with Kelly, opened my eyes to a lot of areas. I was also relieved to find out there's a large percentage of people that come in to meet with you who are naive.
Mm-hmm.
That would be me.
Yeah,
I think all of us are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not an area I want to run down and sit down and talk to somebody about.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's something that needs to be done.
Yep. Again, give Kelly a call. And folks, we mentioned her services are no charge to you. You can't beat that. 720-500-2550. 720-500-2550. Check out our website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. Just mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio. So, Kurt, thanks for setting this up, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. Kelly,
thanks,
thank you.
Kelly.
Good.
All right.
Thank
we're
so
going to get you on again, I promise. All right. Thank you for joining us. Again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com, as well as our referral list for Senior Resource of Colorado.com. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.